Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I want to ask you, between now and 2 o'clock, if you think it's helpful or harmful to give money to someone begging on the street. Now, the cold days and nights are here, Christmas is on the way, and all of this usually means, doesn't it, that the heartstrings are pulled at where we see someone begging on the street. But today I want to know if you are doing more harm than good. If you throw a few coins or a few notes into the cup of someone begging. I read a very interesting story actually from the UK today with a headline that reads, "Public generosity not helping city beggars, says council official." The article goes on to say that council officials in Nottingham in the UK have said that the problem of begging has become mind-blowing in recent times. Kim Pike, the council's rough sleeping coordinator, said despite the generosity shown to some rough sleepers, the cash is not enough to break the cycle of homelessness, and warned donations could prove harmful. Ms. Pike said it was important to distinguish, she says, between street beggars and individuals who are genuinely homeless. And she said, "There are two pools of thinking. People tend to think people who beg and rough sleepers are all part of the same, all part of the same group. There is no middle ground, however, and there needs to be. We need to be able to separate that." And another official said in this article that most of the people we see begging are not homeless and do have somewhere to stay, but that doesn't mean they don't have serious problems in their lives or that they don't need or deserve help. They go on to say that some beggars are receiving huge sums of money annually and that it can feed addiction and keep someone begging in the long term as well. So today I want to know if you have in the past or would be likely to in the future to throw a few coins or, as I say, even a couple of notes into a person's cup that might be begging. And would a story like that from the UK make you think twice about it? I remember reading another article actually a couple of years ago from the States, and I'm not too sure whether this law is still in place, but officials were bringing in a law to ban people giving money and food as well to beggars in a particular park because it was counterproductive, they said, to the welfare of those individuals who were begging. Food donations, they said, also meant that there was no incentive for those people to get off the street. So, what do you think? Do you think it is helpful or harmful to give money to someone begging in the streets? 1850 410 494 or WhatsApp 087 188 0008. It actually did coincidentally happen to me the other day at outside a garage where a gentleman was begging, and I was sitting in the garage for quite some time actually, for whatever reason it was. So I was able to observe it for a few minutes, and he was getting cups of coffee, he was getting bars of chocolate, and also quite a lot of money as well. And I guess it was very cold. He was sitting shivering outside the garage, and I said to him, "Can I get you something to eat?" And he just asked for some milk and his coffee that someone else had had given to him. But some people would think that I am doing a disservice to that person. And I want to know what you think. 1850 410 494 or 087 188 0008. Jude, you're first on this. You're live in Classic Hits. How are you, Jude?
Hanging in there. Not too bad at all.
Good stuff. What do you think? Is it helpful? Would you ever give to a homeless person or a person who's begging on the street for whatever reason?
No, I wouldn't give them anything at all, because all they want is your hard earned for nothing.
Right.
Most beggars are professionals. Most are. And life or you or no one else owes beggars nothing. I wouldn't give them nothing but abuse. That's all I'd give them.
Why would you give someone abuse who's begging on the street?
Well, I would have, but if they were begging at me and annoying me, I'd tell them where to go in no uncertain terms. If they kept on begging in front of my face, or if I was at an ATM and they were at me, I would give them nothing but abuse, because they want my hard earned. I don't owe them a living. It's not my fault they're in that circumstance.
And as a matter of interest, if someone like me was to throw someone a few bob, would you abuse me? Would you say anything to me?
No, I wouldn't. That's your own business. What you do with your money is your business and your business alone. I wouldn't. That's your business. I wouldn't abuse you, but I would think to myself, Jesus, you know, you suffer fools, you know.
But you're not kind of considering what they may spend the money on. You don't give a fiddler's. You just don't want to give your hard-earned money.
Yeah, but I did. And that's right. They spend the money on drink, drugs or whatever, because if they were to save all the money they got, why are they still back in the same place over and over again, begging and begging again? Let's face it, that money is, you might as well get a lighter and burn the money you have in your wallet.
But Jude, there is no doubt about it that there are certain beggars out there who are professional beggars who will do it, and there are rackets, and that has all been exposed in the past. And that's up to your own judgment to decide whether you think that person is a professional beggar or not. But if you see somebody, like I saw the young guy outside the garage the other day, shivering and looking for a few quid, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm in a hot, warm car heading down the country on a couple of days for the weekend, and this guy, no matter what his circumstance, I can't imagine anyone would wish to sit out in the cold looking for money like that. And I say to myself, do you know what? Now, funny enough, I didn't give him money. I'm not. And that's not to say I wouldn't, but I, you know, offered him food or whatever. It was no big deal.
Well, I wouldn't. And one of the reasons why is there's plenty of people like you who suffer fools easily. And that's great. What you do with your money, that's your business. But I wouldn't give them anything because, like, they're not doing anything. They're not even helping themselves. All they're doing is just, they're like parasites, and they just want what you earned, but they don't want to earn money at all. They want to do it by begging. They want money from your efforts.
So you think the more people give money to those who are begging on the street is going to continue to enable them to stay in the street because they're making a good pocket, they're pocketing a good amount of money for doing it, so then it's not going to give them any incentive.
Yeah, because they're not going to go away. They're going to still keep on doing it.
Well, hang on there a second, Jude. Niall, you're live in Classic Hits. How you doing, Niall?
How are you, Mike? How are things?
Jude is a bit harsh, would you think?
Well, I mean, I know where he's coming from. I can see where he's coming from in this one. But I just see them. I mean, I see them out and about all the time. So, I mean, you can count on one hand those who are in genuinely need of a few bob. The rest of them are just there because they know it's handy money.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It is. I've seen a guy there begging. You know the AIB bank in Chester there at the roundabout.
So your line's gone a bit funny there, Noel. Go again. Tell us that again.
It's the bank there, the AIB bank there on the Malahide Road.
Right.
In Chester, there off St. Bridget's Road.
Right.
A guy sits there, Rome a gypsy, and he comes on a bicycle.
Have you observed this happening?
Yeah, I have. On a number of occasions.
Right.
And I see him every night going home on his bike, and him and two or three other fellas going home on his bike.
How are you sure he's a Roma? Have you asked him?
I know his language and I know by looking at him.
Right.
I actually spoke with him because I told him he was sitting beside the bank machine, which you know and I know it's illegal to beg beside a bank machine.
Well, aggressive begging is illegal.
Well, begging beside a bank machine is illegal.
Mm-hmm. Well, it can certainly be moved on, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, is he badly in need of a few bob?
Well, look, and I've heard plenty of stories, and there was the famous story, I think it was on Henry Street a few years ago, where there was a gentleman begging. I don't know where he was from, it doesn't concern me. However, he was begging in the freezing cold, in fact, during the snow, I think it was, in his bare feet. And I think every person was going and buying the poor man socks, and then discovering he wasn't wearing the socks after buying them the socks, because obviously he thought it was more beneficial to you know, get more money if he looked very cold. So I understand these things happen. However, if you're to judge someone, then from your own point of view, Niall, of you know, someone who is genuinely down and out, I suppose, would you ever give those a few bob?
Well, if I knew he was genuinely down and out, I wouldn't give him money. I'd buy him a roll and a coffee, but I'd never give them money because you have to consider their they might have other problems, like addiction problems, alcohol.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you give somebody money, they're going to head off and buy a can of beer, a bottle of whiskey, where a hot roll and a cup of coffee in a cold day is more beneficial to him.
Then giving actual money, which you think he could, he or she could go off and spend on the addiction they may have. Well, hang on there a second, because in fairness, and that's the view of a lot of people, and a lot of people would do that. They would consider buying a cup of coffee or a Sambo more beneficial. As I mentioned already, that story in the United States where they reckon you shouldn't even feed those who are begging at all, not feed nor money, no food nor money, because it only enables the continuation of that begging. Yeah.
In America, have you been in America?
I have actually, yeah, a few times.
Yeah, right. Do you ever see them and they get they go around? Do you ever see them wheeling the trolleys?
Yeah.
And they have the plastic. What they do is, and it's a brilliant idea, they go around picking out the plastic bottles, and they can go in and get vouchers. Mm. The vouchers, they can buy food out of, but they can't buy cigarettes.
Yeah, food stamps, essentially, yeah.
Yeah, which is a brilliant idea.
Yeah, okay, well, hang on there a second. Patrick, you're live in Classic Hits. How you doing, Patrick?
Mike, how are you keeping?
Not too bad. You wanted to direct something at Jude, did you?
First of all, thank God that I've no blood DNA, Jude's DNA blood in my system, because I'd been listening to him on the radio, and some of his pints, he's halfway there, and most of the pints, he's completely off his bloody rocker.
So you think he's off his rocker, obviously, with this one?
I'd like to ask Jude, has he ever actually... Now, I'm down in the west of Ireland, and being Galway, and there was a bloke there one day, and I sat down beside him, I gave him a cigarette, and I had a chat to him. I'd like to know, has Jude ever actually sat down with a homeless person and had a chat to them, no matter if they're Irish or where in the world they're from? Or did he just walk by them and thinking they're trash on the side of the road? That's what he's coming across like.
Well,
why
Jude,
would I ever want to talk to him? What would they ever bring to my table?
Because maybe they would tell you there's maybe your perception of them would change if you could just hear their situation.
No, it wouldn't.
Jude, that you have children, Jude, and
no, I don't have children.
You don't have children.
No.
Have you nieces or nephews?
Yes, but I don't.
Well,
yes, I have nieces or nephews.
God bloody help them. That's all I'd say. If they have an uncle.
Why does God have to do with this? What does God have to do with this?
Well, he's just using it as a phrase, isn't he?
What does God have to do with it? If that was a dog on the side of the road, you'd probably walk by it as well, would you?
Yeah, wouldn't have my dog. Wouldn't have to.
Yeah,
wouldn't be my
dog.
Problem.
Is it all about you at the end of the day, Jude?
It's all about me. Yeah, it sure is. It's all about me. Yeah,
it's all about you.
Yeah, so that's
selfish,
right. Yeah.
Yeah, I won't swear because it's daytime radio, but to come across to be a selfish MF. You know,
well, in fairness, Jude, a lot of people on the text here, 087-188-0008, are of the same conclusion, that you are coming to the same conclusion that you are self-centered, selfish, and maybe you should take a look at yourself.
I'm entitled to an opinion.
Of course you are, yeah.
I don't care what other people think. As long as it doesn't cost me money, I don't care what people think.
At the end of the day, Jude, if that was someone that you worked with that fell in hard times, and there were colleagues of yours, and you seen them on the side of the road, you'd walk by them. You wouldn't stop and sit down and say, well... How's life? What's happening? How come you're lying on the side of the road?
Well, it wouldn't happen because my friends or colleagues aren't homeless.
People are only two paychecks from losing everything, Jude.
Well, Patrick,
not everybody.
Patrick, have you ever sat down with someone who's homeless on the street and asked them their situation?
I've been in Galway and I sat down with a bloke one day and I sat down and had a cigarette with him. I was there for about half an hour with him and I chatted with him. He was from Bulgaria. He fell in hard time and I gave him a cigarette. I said, do you want a coffee? I says, I'm not giving you no money, he says. I can give you no money. He says, go and get your coffee. I says, then I'll give you a cigarette and I'll have a chat to you. And his face lit up. He was actually smiling that someone sitting down beside him actually having a conversation with the man instead of walking by and treating him like a piece of... But now, in fairness, some of them now are taking the mic out. Some of them do take the mic.
Yeah, and we're aware of that, to be fair. Let's not beat around the bush on that one. There are people taking the mic, yeah.
There are people out there that fell in hard times and have got a pot of piss in. And instead of giving them money, even just give them just give them a hot drink or something, and ask them. I just say hello, how are you? Just hello, Jude.
But I suppose Patrick, Jude is saying, and I know he's saying it in an extreme way. He's saying, look, he earns his cash. He goes through his stresses. Mm-hmm. He goes through his ups and downs or whatever, like we all do. And then you're expected to just give free money to people who decide they'll sit out in the street and just grab your money.
At the end of the day, you don't have to give money. You could get them a cup of soup or something, or a hot drink, something, a cold drink if it was somewhere or whatever. You could just sit here, have a drink or whatever. Mm. And that's a good deed done for the day then. That's my attitude anyway. That's
Yeah, no, you make a fair point. Jude, yes, you're saying quiet right there. Would you not give a cup of coffee or a cup of tea? I mean, there's no major skin off your nose.
No, I wouldn't give them nothing. Actually, they do serve a purpose. I remember years ago when my son was much younger, and we were walking by this junkie, and I told him, I said, if you ever take drugs, that's what you'll end up with, like, if you touch drugs, you'll end up. So they were actually good. They were a good picture, they were a good illustration of what not to do with your life. I did tell my son that.
Right. So that's so homeless, are those begging on the street, those homeless are useful so that you can teach your son a lesson?
Yeah, I showed him that junkie. I said, you shove drugs into you. That's where your life's going, down the drain. And was I wrong to say that? Is that untrue to say that to a child?
Well, I mean, but not not all people who are begging on the street, not all homeless people have drug addictions.
No, but they're on the street because they're on the street for whatever reason. Most of them don't want to help themselves. But that's my opinion. People can give their money. I'm not telling people don't give them. I'm not. If people want to do that, do it. It's their money. I'm just saying I don't do it. That's my personal view. Because like, you can beg, you can crawl, but I'm not the Vincent de Paul. I won't be doing it.
Right, well, hang on, both of you, if you can, because I want to take Karen on. You're live in Classic Kids. How you doing, Karen?
Not too bad.
Good stuff. So we're asking here, is it helpful or harmful to give money, or indeed food as well, because that's mentioned in the article that I mentioned earlier on. Is it helpful or harmful? What do you reckon, Karen?
Well, in some cases, to be quite honest, I was in Cork recently and there was a guy begging.
Right.
An elderly lady gave him money for tea. And I came around a while later. He was sitting outside pennies behind the pole selling drugs. So he's sending money off the elderly who've paid tax to feed him all his life.
Uh-huh.
And he's selling drugs. There's two guys in Limerick that I would only give it to, one of which is a busker and the other guy is genuinely homeless with his dog. And they're the only two. And my 15-year-old will only give it to those as well.
Mm. Well, there you go. There you go, Patrick. You can kind of see how that might... you know, might taint the view of someone who would usually give money. If you see the person actually selling drugs afterwards or using that money for drugs or whatever the case may be, you can understand why people would be reluctant. Patrick, are you still there? Oh, Patrick's gone. Is he? No worries. But anyway, so Karen, in relation to what Jude is saying as well, he reckons that no matter what kind of situation he would see somebody in, somebody who's begging, he's just not going to give a penny to. End of story.
Well, some of them. I would give it to some. You know they're genuinely homeless, you know, by looking at them.
Mm.
You know, you see fellas outside the local Tesco's begging and you're looking at them and they have the best of clothes on and you're going, yeah, okay. You know, they have money because they're wearing 200 euro trainers.
Mm.
You know they have money.
Right, okay, yeah. And by giving them money, it's just further feeding it's encouraging whatever racket it may be happening or whatever with those people. Okay, hang on a second. 1854 10 494 if you want to get in touch about this, by the way, or WhatsApp or text 087 188 0008. I have mentioned, by the way, that this week we're giving you the chance to win a 2-night stay in a contemporary bedroom at the 4-star Limerick Strand Hotel in the heart of the city in more ways than one. And anybody who gets in touch either via 1854 10 494 or WhatsApp's 087 188 0008 is in for that prize. And lots of you have been WhatsApping in as well. Homeless people have no one to blame but themselves, this one says from John in Cork. The government always help people who are in danger of losing their homes. The Simon Community Help also. If homeless people won't take the help off these organisations, why should people give money to the homeless? Jude is 100% right, says John in Cork. So there you go, Jude. That's someone agreeing with you. Do you reckon it's helpful or harmful to give money to those begging on the street? 1854 10 494 or WhatsApp 087 188 0008. We're talking about those who are begging on the street, and I did mention that around this time of the year, I suppose, people do have the old heartstrings pulled at, don't we, in relation to people begging on the street, particularly when it gets very cold and it comes into the festive season and all that. And maybe people are statistically more likely to give to someone begging on the street. But a story I read from the UK has a headline that reads, "Public generosity not helping city beggars," say council officials. And they say it's an epidemic at the moment with people giving money and giving food and all that to those who are begging on the street. And it is further enabling either their addiction or further enabling them to hang around and stay on the street long term because they're making some good money out of it. Now they say, and this is in the UK by the way, and I'm not saying this happens here and it's all speculation, however, some officials in Nottingham where this story comes out of are saying that some who are begging are making upwards of around £45,000 a year. Now believe that if you want. But that is coming from a specialist within the field of a homeless charity. Having spoken to some people, believes that they are getting, or some homeless people have told her that they are getting in around £40,000 to £45,000 a year. So therefore, they're saying, well, if you're going to keep giving money to homeless people, that amount of money, number one, could kill them because, you know, if they have addictions or whatever, and could further enable them to you know, not to continue to beg and not have any incentive, I suppose, to get off the street. So with all that in mind, I'm asking if it's helpful or harmful to give money to homeless people. And I know some of you may be listening today having, you know, given to a homeless person over the last few days or the last few weeks, and you're thinking to yourself, my God, did I do anything wrong? I mean, not really, nor are you ever probably going to find out whether it was wrong or right. But some officials are saying that it is the wrong thing to do, that it is only enabling people to stay in the street. 1850 410 494 or 087 188 0008. Andy, you're live in Classic Hits. How are you doing, Andy?
How are you and all? How are you going, man?
Not too bad at all. Go ahead, Andy. Your experience in this. You were homeless yourself.
I was homeless about 10 years ago. Myself, my girlfriend, my child. We were all left homeless. And it wasn't due to circumstances of our own. It was due to the recession, the government, basically, and what they done with us. So I'm a working lad, and I've always worked on sites all my life. A few different trades behind me. But, yeah, basically, what happened there when coming into the recession, we got destroyed by revenue. Mm-hmm. They took everything we had. We were on the streets. We had to, only for a very good friend of ours out in Spell mentioned that she actually took us in, gave us one of our kids' rooms, but we were in a position we couldn't even feed ourselves. Now, I tell you where I am now. I actually own a limited business. So for anyone to say that anyone that's homeless to be littling them, and don't get me wrong, I do agree on this, certain amount of people are used for drugs or using, you know, just other non-national people as well that are like gangs and that put people off to beg. But not everyone that's on the street is begging for a profit or their drug habit. And I don't agree with what that man said, that shallow man, I forget his name.
Jude.
A horrible, shallow man, him. You know that? And I swear, like another man said it, I hope nothing ever happened to his family because, you know, that's a horrible man to even think like that.
I'll come back to him in a second just to give his reaction to that. But I'm interested about your story though, Andy. Sorry, how many children do you have?
I have two children.
Two children.
One of them wasn't born at the time.
Okay, so you had one child on the street with you and your other half.
There was one, and basically, as I said, we were homeless, but we were actually managing to sleep on sofas until actually our friends took us in.
Okay, so did you ever actually end up out on the street?
Yeah, I've been on the street before, yeah.
Overnight?
Yeah.
And did you ever beg?
No, we had to rob something up.
Right, so you never did?
And I wouldn't be ashamed of that at all, in fairness. And if you ask me who's responsible for it, it's this government. So look what they have now. Talk about homeless and people begging on the street. You have this country, the children that you have in Dublin here alone, in hotels, they're homeless. They're homeless children. They're homeless parents. Them poor children had to go by 6 o'clock in the morning, travel hours to school, and go back and stay in a hotel room. That's homeless. And who's to blame for it, in fairness? You hit the nail on the head here. Fianna Fáil and Fianna Gael. That's exactly who's to blame for what this country is like. And the poor people that are on the street, there is a majority of people on the street that take drugs, and God love them. It's an illness that they have too, and they do need help. There's a majority of people that are doing it for profit. There's a massive majority of people, and the amount of people that are on the street, that are begging just to feed themselves. I'm just trying to get a bit of shelter, like, you know. We done a job up in the Clarenda Street there a few years ago. About 3-4 years ago it was. And there was this young lad outside. I was looking out the window on my lunch break, and I was foreman on the job at the time. Looked out the window, and this lad, I say, he's in his mid-20s. And I seen him there for the morning, and he was walking up and down on that. I went off then at the second break, went down and got some food, and I was coming back up the road, and I had a pack of crisps in my hand. That poor young lad was walking up. Couldn't give us our crisps, could you? My heart went out to him. I said, are you hungry? He said, I'm starving. I said, come on back down to the shop. So I went back down to the shop and bought him some lunch. So for the time that we were on that side there, we were on it for another month. Every day I bought him his lunch. Jesus, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's tough.
The poor lad was starving.
Yeah, it is tough. Absolutely. I think that what has happened as well, though, Andy, and it was uncovered a few years ago in relation to gangs and rackets and all that, actually going out and begging strategically. And I think that has made a lot of people reluctant. And I think that's unfortunate because, as you say, there are people like that young fella who are genuinely homeless, genuinely may not even be addicted to any drugs. There's a lot of mental health issues on the street as well. And people have this tendency to think that if you're homeless, you're on drugs or you're on drink or you're in some sort of racket and that's it.
Do
you know what I mean?
I did hear that back a couple of years ago as well about gangs forming and dropping people off to beg around the streets and then they're going and collecting them. So, I'm not debating that, but what I am saying is that you can't paint everything with the same brush. There's people on the streets and the homeless, and they literally are hungry. They're looking for shelter. Like, I've seen there, I was only on Facebook there a few days ago, on Garda Síochána corner, stopping people handing out food in the city centre.
Yeah.
Like, where do you go with that? And that's being handed out to homeless people.
Uh-huh.
I think there's a massive problem here with air. I think if you want to get to the root of this problem, you want to fix the problem, get to the root of the problem. The root of the problem is who's running this country. You know, and there has to be fixed from there on. And there's going to be more people, innocent people, homeless, and made homeless on the street due to all of these much from taking homes.
Yeah.
And people being put into hotels. And then we're either hearing only on the radio here now that the councils are going to start putting people out. They can't pay rent because there's so many arrears on them. This country is a joke. Where it was.
What I do want to ask you, though, Andy, before I have to let you go, because your line isn't great. You're obviously in transit at the moment. But tell us. So when you had been homeless for that time with your family, and now you have a company. But where was what happened between being homeless and getting on your feet to get a company? How did that happen?
Rome wasn't built in a day. Went through depression a whole lot. I just thought of my own money to get myself out of this and pick my life back up.
Mm.
Between that, then the last 10 years, I have worked my bones off, basically, to get my life where it is now. And I'm still working my bones off, and I've never stopped. But what I will do, I'll always try to put the security in place for myself and my family that doesn't happen to us again.
Right. Well, let me just ask Jude very quickly before I let you go. Jude, are you still there, by the way?
Yes.
Yeah, well, there you go. There's Andy giving his story. Not addicted to drugs, nothing like that. He is part of, I suppose, what you would call the new homeless, you know, involved in this crisis we've had over the last few years, particularly during the recession and straight after it. Can you understand his situation? And although he didn't beg, can you understand why someone like that might beg? And what opinion would you have of him, I suppose, if he was to beg?
I have a very low opinion of beggars. And that gentleman there, talking there, he said, oh, they're only begging for food. Have you noticed anywhere around this city, or any city in Ireland, is there, no one is emaciated. There's no one walking around emaciated. No one.
Well,
so this thing of begging for food is ridiculous. No one is emaciated. And if they were, they wouldn't have the energy to be begging if you were emaciated.
Right. Anyway, he has no sympathy, no matter what your situation, as far as I can see, Andy. So listen, thanks so much for the call, and Jude as well. I do have to take a break. 1850 410 494 if you want to get into this. Loads of texts, actually. My apologies, I haven't gotten around to half of them. Hi there. Hope that guy never comes into hardship and needs help like the many others who can't manage to pay bills and keep a roof over their heads in today's expensive, fast-paced world. It can all go wrong very, very quickly. One pay packet away from disaster. Be kind. Every little helps, even if you don't think it's your responsibility, says Mairead. I'm not religious, but I know how to be kind. If I feel the person needs some kindness, and yeah, maybe not always money, but donating and shopping in charity shops is also a way of helping the homeless people. I wonder, does he shop in charity shops? I'm sure referring to Jude there as well. Also, there are so many young families with no home living in hotels. Can you not give to them because you think they are scum also? That WhatsApp says. And I was in London last year and there was a lady begging beside a hot dog stall, so I thought it would be nice to get her one. When I handed it to her, she said she was a vegetarian. Right, okay. Thanks for that. That's definitely an unusual reaction, I'd have to say. But if she's a vegetarian, she's a vegetarian. So what? Homeless people are in their situation not just from drugs, but to be safe and to listen to the homeless. Charities, you should not give them money, but I would always get them food or coffee or shoes, warm clothes, if they needed it, from Johnny in Cork. And that'll be the final one here before I go to the break. Mike, would you ask Jude, has he ever thought of anyone else other than himself? Also, has he ever given money to a charity as an adult? Well, he's gone now, so I can't ask him that, but lots of reaction in relation to Jude. He certainly angered a lot of people this Monday afternoon. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for your WhatsApps, your texts and your calls to 1850 410 494 and your audio messages as well on WhatsApp.
The homeless crisis has gone so bad these days recently. It's just everywhere you go in town now, you just see them everywhere. and I've started to give more people money that I have. I don't have much myself, but I try and give them as much as I can.
Well, there you go, and that's exactly what we're talking about. Would you give to someone begging on the street, someone who is homeless, someone who's down and out, no matter what their circumstance may be, would you throw them a few bob? Maybe you'd throw them, you know, a coffee or a Sambo or something like that. Well, some experts are saying that it's counterproductive, that it's not the right thing to do. It seems so harsh though, doesn't it? It does seem harsh. If you were someone who would regularly give to homeless people on the street or people begging on the street, you may not be homeless as well, of course, it would seem, you know, an awful jolt to the system just to pass by and say, you know what, my friend, I'm doing you a favour by not giving you anything. Lots of WhatsApps in and texts, by the way, in relation to other ways you can help those who are on the street. And it is buying in charity shops, it is donating to various charitable organisations who deal with homeless people on the street and those on the front line, I suppose, dealing with homeless around this country. So there are other ways to do it, but then that's all well and good until you're caught up in a situation where you might be walking into a shop or a garage or whatever and see someone shivering with the cold looking for a few bob. Would you throw the money? Would you not? Do you think it's harmful? Do you think it's harmless? 087-188-0008. I want to go to James. You're on line one, you're live in Classic Hits. How are you, James?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Not too bad, James. Tell us your story, please.
Yeah, I was listening to Jude, obviously. I know he has his own opinion or whatever, but I certainly wouldn't have that take on homeless people.
Uh-huh.
They've hit in hard times, and as you mentioned, not everyone is there because of addiction.
No, that's
true. And I know he said that he showed his kids a drug addict on the street.
Yeah.
The question I would have liked to ask him, if we're still on, is he a smoker or is he a drinker? And if he is, has he showed his kids people with lung cancer?
Mm-hmm.
Has he showed that people with alcoholism that fall around? It's not just drugs that people get destroyed by.
Uh-huh.
There's lots of different ways. But anyway.
Absolutely. By the way, James, before you go on with that story, I should mention mental health again, because we can't avoid it. And that is also an issue and can lead people down a very unfortunate path of looking for various types of help and ending up in a down and out position. So that's worth mentioning as well. It's not all about drugs, it's not all about drinking, it's not all about begging rackets.
For myself, so I should have mentioned that as well. Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, back in the 90s, I lived over in London in the early 90s. And myself and my buddy went out meeting a couple other lads in London, in the city centre.
Mm-hmm.
And we were coming up Piccadilly Station, and we heard a tin whistle being played. So we started chatting, saying, geez, your man's not too bad. Anyway, we stopped up talking to the lad that was playing the tin whistle. And he was begging, he had his cap out and whatever. He was only a young guy, about 20. So we got chatting to him, and he was telling us where he's from and so on. And cut a long story short, we asked him, why is he here in this freezing cold, and why is he begging? And coming up to Christmas time, this mm-hmm. is the Christmas period.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he told us that he hadn't confronted basically his parents about the situation that he was in. He hadn't told them that he was homeless. Like, it's very easy to get homeless in London than it is here.
Uh-huh. Was he an Irish guy, as a matter of interest?
He was an Irish lad. About 20, 21.
Uh-huh.
And so we got talking to him and said, would you not just own up to your parents and say to them, I'm sure they'd be glad to talk to you and bring you home. So we convinced him, and he gave us his home number. Myself and my buddy, rather than give him money, we brought him to a payphone booth in Leicester Square. We rang his parents. This is about midnight at night.
Uh-huh.
We rang his parents and got talking to his father, and his father was taken back by the story, obviously.
Uh-huh.
And his father cried on the phone and said, thanks a million for doing what you've done. I've just gone on and booked a flight. My wife's been on to Aer Lingus. It's the only, at that time, the only one that was going over. And she's booked the flight for tomorrow morning. Is there any chance you can get him out to the airport? So we, at the time, just thought we'd do the phone call for him. But look, we weren't going to let him stuck. So we paid a taxi driver to bring him to Heathrow Airport. And we said to the taxi driver to make sure he's brought to Heathrow Airport, he's getting a 6 a.m. flight tomorrow morning. And the taxi driver brought him. I've never heard from the guy since,
Wow. Either
as my mate. Well, it was our good deed, you know.
Yeah.
We were on the young lads ourselves, and that amount of money we spent that night was nearly, I'd say, a quarter of our week's disposable income.
It's an amazing story and a fantastic thing to have done. And I suppose what it does say as well is, okay, you know, not everyone obviously has to go to those extremes, and what you did was fantastic. But even just talking to someone and finding out their situation might blow you away, you know?
Yeah. And ever since then, I do, when I pass somebody, you can tell the people that are there through addiction. Mm. And even if they are through addiction, I have great time for people. I stop and I talk to them. And I would never give them money because it does enable their addictions. I would buy them a sandwich or a cup of tea or, you know, whatever they wanted. It was a bar of chocolate even sometimes. Sometimes they'd even ask you to get them a blanket.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If you could afford it.
And by the way, back to the story you were telling us about from London.
Yeah.
Did you kind of get to grips with what the father thought was going on?
The father.
You know, did he just think he was doing fine over in London?
Yeah. He had gone to London that summer, and the father thought he was working away, and he had been telling his parents he'd been working away. And little did they know, their son was in the middle of Piccadilly Station playing a tin whistle with his cap out, and that's how he intended to spend the Christmas. Now, he told us that he was in a house of about 15 people at the time,
mm-hmm.
but there was a couple of older guys that were a bit rough and tough, so he left the house, and he preferred to sleep in the train station.
Right.
So that was a choice that he took, but still, at the same time, he was homeless, he hadn't the fare to get home, and he hadn't the courage to tell his parents that he was in that mess.
Fascinating story. Well, listen, hang on there, James.
Yeah,
do stay in the line if you can, because I want to talk to David. You're in Dublin. Afternoon to you, David.
Good afternoon. How are you doing, Mike?
Not too bad. Tell us your story on this one.
Well, Mike, it's not just a story. There's different types of beggars out there. There's people that are destitute and they need help and they have no choice but to beg on the street.
Yeah.
And there are people with addictions and alcohol and drugs and all the rest of it, and they're out for their own reasons. And we have a hardcore group of professional beggars that are dropped off every single morning to the best spots. They know the best spots to beg. They know the best times to be sitting outside the church. They know it. They even know when the family mass is on that they just sit there and beg and know that that's when they're going to get more money than at another time. I live in Malahide. We have beggars. We have a fair amount of beggars there in the village. And the hotspot for them is outside Super Value.
Mm.
And the news agent store that's practically right next door to where they beg has told us that they would change about €100 a day in coin back into notes in their shop.
Mm.
So that's the sort of money that they're making. I mean, they're not doing it for the good of their health. They're doing it. If they weren't getting any money, they wouldn't do it.
I have absolutely no doubt. I've no doubt about it. And a few years ago, you know, if you were doing the show, whatever, and people started mentioning about rackets and all that, you'd be quite careful about it. And you'd say, well, we don't know now that that's happening. We actually do know that it's happening. There's no...
It is happening.
But however, the only thing I would say to you, David, is that is a matter for the guards. And that is criminality. It's organised criminality. So they have to look after that. However, if I see a young woman or a young fella on the street who's begging, like the fella I mentioned earlier on, with the no socks, and he's getting his few quid on Henry Street, and people are continuing to give him socks, and he's taking the socks off because he reckons he's getting a few more bob or whatever. Maybe you'll call me a snowflake, but I actually still feel a bit sorry for that young fella, and I'll tell you why. Because he's not the guy who's orchestrating all of this, and he's not the guy who's, you know, strategically organising various points in the city to beg from or whatever. And more than likely, if he doesn't get his amount of money that he needs to get, he probably has to reach a certain amount, or God knows what will happen to him. So we probably need to become a little more aware of that as well. The people that are out begging are not the main criminals, if you know what I mean. They're not the orchestrators of this.
Picking them up and counting the money at the end of the night. But as you say, that is a thing for the guards. But the guards won't do anything about that. So we know that.
Well, in fairness, they did step in. I mean, law was brought in a few years ago, and it was evident everywhere, particularly in big cities when, you know, you'd have aggressive begging constantly, particularly outside pubs and nightclubs and all the rest of it. And there were horrific stories, and they did step in.
Yeah, listen, I'm sure they did. It's like an epidemic at the minute. There are beggars everywhere, and the professional beggars are everywhere. And then the answer to your question would be no, I wouldn't give them any money at all. If I thought, there's a particular beggar on Henry Street that has a rabbit, I'm sure everybody knows him. And my kids always run up to him and they're at the rabbit. And we always give him a few bob.
Yeah, and you know what? That's an interesting topic, actually. I'm sure Niall has probably dealt with that. But maybe something in my time on the show this week, we might bring up, actually, is actually using pets. Because I see that there's one on, I think it's Dame Street, who I've often seen using a little puppy as well out in the freezing cold and all that. But obviously brings in the cash, ultimately.
Of course. Well, it's like the women on O'Connell Bridge that have the babies. They're all your professional beggars, but they're hidden at the soft spot, aren't they?
But you see, I don't... Yeah. No matter how, I hope I will never be as down and out that I will need to be out in the street, but I don't think anyone necessarily wants to do that. And I think the people who are orchestrating these big rackets are certainly not the people out on Henry Street or, you know, Air Square or whatever in the freezing cold. They're not the ones doing it. It's the poor unfortunate that's, you know, brought up in this world that are forced out in the street.
Absolutely. Look, I do totally agree with you. But as I say, that is what we have going on our streets. You know, and they just appeal to people's good nature and all the rest of it. But certainly the professional beggars, I would not give any money to.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Well, listen, thanks, gents, James and David. Thanks for the call. Have a good afternoon. All right, take care, lads. All the best. And thanks for all your calls and WhatsApps and phone calls and all that today. Actually, another bit of WhatsApp audio just to finish up on today.
Hi, Mike. Love the show. Doing a great job. In relation to the homeless people, if I see them on the street late at night begging or whatever, I'd ask them, do they want a cup of tea or a packet of smokes or a sandwich? Rather than give them cash, I was just in the fear that they might drink it or put it up their arm, and I don't want to be a part of that, but I don't mind helping anybody, give them a dig out, you know.
All right, thanks a million for that, and indeed to all of you who, as I say, texted and WhatsApped in today.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.